The presidents of China and Taiwan are looking to make history tomorrow in Singapore, and all they have to do is meet face to face. Xi Jinping will be there for Beijing and Ma Ying-jeou for Taiwan. It will be the first presidential summit between the two countries ever. Officially, Beijing sees Taiwan as a renegade province. For its part, Taiwan still technically claims sovereignty over all of China. Taiwan's President Ma has been pushing for closer ties with Beijing since he first came into office in 2008, but that hasn't always gone down so well at home. In fact, there have been daily protests in Taipei since the summit was announced earlier this week. The BBC's Cindy Su in Taipei says things are far from rosy.
On the surface, it's quite a historic breakthrough between the two sides. And after all, they have never signed a peace treaty since the Chinese Civil War ended in 1949, causing the two sides to be separated. But at the same time, we have to look at it from the perspective of what has happened in Taiwan over the past few years, which is even though relations have improved in an unprecedented way since President Ma Ying-jeou came into power and started building warmer ties and reducing tensions with Beijing, we have a significant portion of the population here that is quite suspicious of closer ties with China. They see it as potentially hurting Taiwan's sovereignty and independence. So given that President Ma only has about 6 months left in office, his last term in office, and given the public opinion in Taiwan, his hands are tied and he really cannot sign any agreements with Beijing. He can't even issue a joint statement with President Xi Jinping from China. So basically, it's just a chance for the two leaders to talk and to perhaps build mutual trust between the two sides and maybe get to know each other better.
Yeah, I understand that the Beijing government announced this meeting through its cabinet-level Taiwan Affairs Office as opposed to its Foreign Affairs Office to make the point that this is a domestic issue as far as they're concerned.
Yes, both sides are very, very keen to avoid any kind of criticisms that might arise, you know, in their respective territories. So for President Xi Jinping, he would not want to give any impression that he is recognizing Taiwan as a separate country or, you know, even a country. So he's not going to call President Ma Ying-jeou president. And the two sides have even agreed to, you know, something very awkward, such as splitting the bill over dinner. That's very unusual in Chinese culture to split the bill at a banquet, but they have agreed to each pay their own share.
Wow. Cindy, you're in Taiwan. What do you see as the significance of this meeting between these two leaders?
Well, this is quite significant because this is one of the last unresolved issues from the Cold War. If you imagine President Obama meeting with Raul Castro, that would be huge news worldwide. So this is something similar happening tomorrow, where the president of China and the president of Taiwan will be meeting for the first time in some 66 years. And the two sides, unlike Cuba and the United States, have yet to normalize relations. They have yet to sign a peace treaty. They don't have government offices in each other's territory. So this is quite significant. And many people, especially Chinese people all over the world, will remember the pain and suffering caused by the Civil War. Millions of people died. Families were separated. And
that was in the 1940s.
Yes. And so this war tore up China, and many people cannot forget that. And in many ways, the pain is still being felt. So they feel that this meeting is quite important, even if it leads to no agreements being signed, no concrete statements being issued. They think it's a very important first step.
The BBC's Cindy Su in Taipei on the eve of an historic meeting between the presidents of Taiwan and China. Thanks so much.
Thank you.